Friends dancing in bed.
Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German language podcast, Audio City in the podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian, I'm the host of this podcast, and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 37 was a good week for ATXDR, which climbed 1.24%. Triple witching day on Friday brought with 576 million euros the second largest trading volume in 2023. Next Monday, we see the ATX comeback of Telekom Austria, and on Friday, the start of Eurotele sites in the prime market. News came from Strabag, IMS Osram, Telekom Austria, Rosenbauer, Diaimo, Wolfdank, Agrana, Voestalpine, Frequentis, Kontron, S-Immo, Immofinanz and Lansing. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 37. Monday, Strabag. Strabag SE, the listed European technology group for construction services, announced details concerning the implementation of capital measures unanimously adopted at the 19th annual general meeting held on June 16, 2023. Essentially, a conditional distribution will be made from the reserves of Strabag SE, with each shareholder being entitled to receive the distribution in the form of new shares or cash. The objective of the measures is to reduce the stake held by MKAO Respiria Trading Limited, a company controlled by sanctioned Russian citizen Oleg Deripaska, in Strabag SE from 27.8% to below 25%. This should reduce relevant disadvantages and risks for Strabag SE in order to achieve this goal. The core shareholders, the Hasselsteiner family, Unica and Raiffeisen, have contractually agreed to choose the share-based option. As the Strabag SE Management Board, we would be pleased if our shareholders supported these planned measures and opted in favor of the share-based option. In any event, these measures are not intended to reduce the free float, says CEO Clemens Hasselsteiner. Strabag, weekly performance, 0.00%. AMSOSRAM, a global leader in intelligent sensing and emitting, and the Malaysian Investment Development Authority, MIDA, announced mutual support for the continued investment and expansion in Malaysia. Through a collaborative agreement, MIDA demonstrates significant support for AMSOSRAM's initiatives in Malaysia. In 2022, AMSOSRAM announced an approximately €1 billion global investment in manufacturing and R&D facilities and activities for state-of-the-art emitting technology for LED and micro-LED. As a testament to their commitment to Malaysia, AMSOSRAM embarked on the construction of its first state-of-the-art and fully automated 8-inch micro-LED manufacturing facility in Kulim, Malaysia, making the company the world's pioneer in this arena. This facility broke ground in 2022, and the build-out and installation is progressing as planned. The cooperation between MIDA and AMSOSRAM solidifies additional employment opportunities for Malaysians in the science and technical field for the region. AMSOSRAM, weekly performance, -7.36%. Tuesday, Telekom Austria, the listing and commencement of trading of the shares of Eurotele Sites AG on the official market of the Vienna Stock Exchange is expected to take place on or about September 22, 2023. As already announced, the Eurotele Sites shares will be allocated on the basis of the respective deposit balances in Telekom Austria shares at the end of the last trading day before the allocation date, which is expected to be September 21, 2023. Shareholders of Telekom Austria AG will receive one additional Eurotele Sites share for every 4 Telekom Austria shares held. The number of Telekom Austria shares held by each shareholder will remain unchanged by the spin-off. Telekom Austria, weekly performance, 8.33%. Rosenbauer International AG, leading manufacturer of systems for firefighting and disaster protection, is currently examining the issuance of a hybrid bond and has mandated Raiffeisen International Bank AG and MM Warburg & Co. Bank AG for this purpose. A possible issue is intended to strengthen the equity base in the short term and finance further growth in the U.S. Rosenbauer, weekly performance, -0.64%. CAMO, together with the governing mayor of Berlin, Kai Wegner, members of the Bundestag and the Berlin House of Representatives, as well as representatives of the investor and project developer CMO and the future exclusive tenant Deutsche Credit Bank AG, DKB. The ceremonial laying of the foundation stone for the upbeat high-rise complex in Berlin's Europa City took place. The building complex will have around 35,000 meters to the power of 2 of rental space. CMO is developing the high-quality office tower in close cooperation with DKB as a consistently sustainable and fully digitalized property. CMO's total investment amounts to approximately 300 meters euros. Construction of the complex is scheduled for completion at the turn of 2025/2026. Keegan Vicious, CEO of CMO: the upbeat is already our 10th building in the Europa City. Berlin is one of the most attractive real estate markets in Germany, and our early strategic focus on this market has once again proven to be correct with the conclusion of the 15-year lease for this building. With completion at the turn of 2025/2026, the upbeat will make a significant contribution to our rental income and also further improve our key figures, e.g. FFO1, significantly CMO, weekly performance, 0.00%. Wolf Tank Group, specialized in technologies for energy and environmental solutions, acquires an additional 40% and 1 share of the stakes and thus the majority in the Italian environmental services provider Petroltecnica SpA. Since July 2020, the group had held 10% of the company along with an option to acquire a simple majority of the company's capital and had the right to nominate the chairman of the supervisory board as well as one member of the management board. The purchase price of the additional stake amounts to approximately 4 million euros. Wolf Tank Edessa, weekly performance, 5.26%. Wednesday Agrana, the science-based targets initiative, SBT, has concluded its audit of fruit, starch and sugar group Agrana's climate goals and officially confirmed that these are in line with the 1.5 degrees Celsius target defined by the Paris Climate Agreement. This means that we are the first food producer in Austria to have validated emission reduction targets. On the basis of our science-based targets, we will cut greenhouse gas emissions along the entire value chain, scope 1 plus 2 plus 3, by more than 30% and emissions associated with our own production activities, scope 1 plus 2, compared to 2019.20 by half by 2030.31. In addition, we will also reduce our production-related emissions to net zero by 2040 and those along the entire value chain to net zero by 2050 inches, stresses Norbert Herringer, the board member responsible for raw materials, operations and sustainability at Agrana. The volume of investments in efforts to reduce scope 1 plus 2 emissions in the period to 2040 will, from today's perspective, be around 470 million euros. Agrana, weekly performance, -1.88%. Voestalpine, green tech steel is the Voestalpine Group's ambitious and feasible phased plan for green steel production. In a first step, one electric arc furnace will be constructed at each of the Linz and Donauwitz sites. Converting to this technology allows the Steel and Technology Group to reduce its emissions by around 30%, representing annual savings of almost 4 million tons of CO2. The investment volume is around 1.5 billion euros. This traditional groundbreaking ceremony marks the start of construction at the Donauwitz site. Construction of the electric arc furnace, EAF, in Donauwitz starts in 2024, with the EAF scheduled for commissioning 3 years later. Once fully operational, the EAF will produce around 850,000 tons of CO2-reduced steel annually. In contrast to the former LD, Linz Donauwitz, process, which uses coal and coke as a reducing agent, the EAF can be operated without the use of fossil fuels. The EAF uses scrap, liquid pig iron, and HBI, hot briquetted iron, with the mix adjusted according to the specific quality requirements. Voestalpine, weekly performance, 0.37%. Frequentis, a global supplier of communication and information systems for control centers with safety-critical tasks, provided Havinor, the Norwegian air navigation service provider, ANSP, with network solution for efficient airspace management. The Frequentis advanced NMS solution will enable Avinor to monitor their growing and complex countrywide infrastructure from one centralized tool, as well as enable fast, proactive, and effective responses to unplanned outages and emergency situations. It will also provide real-time performance monitoring of the quality of each system and will strengthen the overall security of Avinor's operations. Thanks to the solution's scalability, it can grow hand in hand with the development of their environment, enabling its use for decades to come. Frequentis and Avinor have worked on numerous projects together since 2012, including the provision of an uncrewed traffic management (UTM) system to support Norway in its drone strategy, and voice communication systems (VCs) for multiple tower renewals, as well as a major oil field in the North Sea. Most recently, Avinor selected Frequentis multi-redundant X10 VCs for the control centers in Røyken, Stavanger, and optionally Bodø, to create true location independence for ATM operations. Frequentis, weekly performance, 0.32%. Contron and Thales GDS Romania SRL signed new contracts in the lower double-digit million range on implementing a new GSMR system in Romania. A milestone in the further development of railways in Romania has been set. With this project, the rail communications will be expanded. The safety of the commercial traffic will increase on the rail lines Lugaj, Timișoara East and Cluj-Napoca Oradea Episcopia Bihor. The implementation work has already started, and the planned duration is 3 years. Contron provides its long-term GSMR experience and reliability, enriched by more than 15 years of life cycle management and supply and maintenance. Contron, weekly performance, -3.84%. Thursday SMO, the Management Board and Supervisory Board of SMO AG have adjusted the portfolio strategy. The Czech Republic will be established as an additional car market with a corresponding investment focus. Against the background of the recent increase in the share of office properties in the overall portfolio, investments in the retail segment in stable markets and established locations are hereafter also to be evaluated more closely in order to maintain a diversified portfolio. In this context, the Management Board of SMO AG will also examine the purchase of office and retail properties, portfolios, from CPI Property Group in the Czech Republic. SMO, weekly performance, -6.01%. Imofinance, with the completion of my Hive Urban Garden on the Wienerberg, Imofinance is setting the highest sustainability standards in Vienna and aiming for BREEAM outstanding certification. At the office landmark, tenants will benefit from a perfect balance between work, life and sustainability on approximately 17,600 SQM. More than 11,000 tons of CO2 have already been saved by refurbishing an existing property in a resource-conserving way rather than constructing a new building. We integrated the natural stone surfaces into the new architectural concepts and were able to reuse or recycle a significant part of the concrete and steel. Thanks to this sustainable approach, we already saved valuable resources during the construction phase and consequently more than 11,000 tons of CO2, and that is only the beginning. Katrin Gudjel-Selida, Imofinance Country Manager Austria and Adriatic, explains the focus on sustainability. Imofinance, weekly performance, 2.13%. Friday Lenzing, the continued weak development of the markets relevant to fibers company Lenzing, coupled with very cautious market expectations in 2023, requires a reassessment of Lenzing AG's macroeconomic environment. Taking into account the current lack of market recovery, the previous earnings forecast is not expected to be achieved. The Lenzing Group is therefore adjusting its forecast for earnings development and is assuming EBITDA in a range of €270 million to €330 million for the 2023 financial year, before 320 million to €420 million. Lenzing, weekly performance, -4.55%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is my whole thing.